118. Thou seest, O my God, how thy servants have been cleaving fast to thy names, and have been calling on them in the daytime and in the night season. No sooner, however, had he been made manifest through whose word the kingdom of names and the heaven of eternity were created, than they broke away from him and disbelieved in the greatest of thy signs. They finally banished him from the land of his birth, and caused him to dwell within the most desolate of thy cities, though all the world had been built up by thee for his sake. Within this, the most great prison, he hath established his seat. Though sore tried by trials, the like of which the eye of creation hath not seen, he summoneth the people unto thee, O thou who art the fashioner of the universe. I beseech thee, O thou the shaper of all the nations, and the quickener of every mouldering bone, to graciously enable thy servants to recognize him who is the manifestation of thyself and the revealer of thy transcendent might, that they may cut down by thy power all the idols of their corrupt inclinations and enter beneath the shadow of thine all-encompassing mercy, which by virtue of thy name, the most exalted, the all-glorious, hath surpassed the entire creation. I know not, O my God, how long will thy creatures continue to slumber on the bed of forgetfulness and evil desires, and remain far removed from thee and shut out from thy presence. Draw them nearer, O my God, unto the scene of thine effulgent glory, and enrapture their hearts with the sweet savours of thine inspiration, through which they who adore thy unity have soared on the wings of desire towards thee, and they who are devoted to thee have reached unto him who is the dawning place of the day star of thy creation. Cleave asunder, O my Lord, the veils that have shut them out from thee, that they may behold thee shining above the horizon of thy oneness, and shedding thy radiance from the dawning place of thy sovereignty. By thy glory, were they to discover the sweetness of thy remembrance and apprehend the excellence of the things that are sent down upon them from the right hand of the throne of thy majesty, they would cast away all that they possess and would rush forth into the wilderness of their longing after thee, that the glance of thy loving kindness may be directed towards them, and the radiance of the day star of thy beauty may be shed upon them. Let their hearts, O my Lord, be carried away by thy remembrance, and their souls enriched by thy riches, and their wills strengthened to proclaim thy cause amidst thy creatures. Thou art verily the great giver, the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate.